Podcast.com.
Oh.
destruction of the weak, proliferation of the soil, dissemination of the planet. Morality, whether it takes the form of organized religions like Christianity or political ideologies such as liberal democracy, operate upon the basis of absolute symbols, including definitions of what is good and what is bad. Morality, instead of analyzing the world and trying to understand its components, condemns whatever force or value that threatens the sanctity and supposed freedom of the individual. It deconstructs the world into a binary view of looking at life. Through the glasses of morality, we get concepts such as terrorists and hate groups, concepts that condemn a group of people or values instead of trying to contextualize a situation. Applying a greater sense of context, consider the imperative, "Thou shalt not kill." From a moralistic perspective, killing is always wrong. However, realistically, there are situations in which it is necessary, for example, killing as an act of self-defense, compared to killing as an act that provides one with personal satisfaction. Morality is a defensive outlook on life that immediately reduces the number of options in life, and grants us only those that affirm the individual. This is how morality grows into becoming religion. Its membership is based on the same defensive psychology. Either you're with us and you're good, or you're against us and are bad. Moral absolutism has detrimental effects on the individual. Through morality, we are split between what we are told through a lens of static values and norms, and what we observe to be empirically real. If you've been told all your life that the earthly life is a dirty, evil existence, you'll then be shocked to find out that there's a multitude of beauty and joy in partaking in life in the here and now. But as Nietzsche noted, the more we categorize something as evil and repelling, the more it'll start to fulfill those properties. Our perception of things is subjective, and sometimes we add more to the world than we take in through our experience. This is where morality has the possibility of destroying entire civilizations. We become self-referential instead of measuring our values against reality. Our ego replaces what is real, and we begin to hate ourselves for always fighting against the world around us. Like the modern America, we eventually start to see terrorists everywhere, even in our own house, and while we search for our enemy, we end up burning down our own home without finding what we were looking for in the first place. While morality is neurotic, morals per se are not necessarily bad. The conscious nihilist doesn't outright reject morals and ethics, but he prefers a situational or contextual moral system, which means morals become a means to an end, and not an end in itself. Morality upholds virtues for the sake of upholding those virtues. Nihilism upholds virtues for the sake of achieving an ideal or a goal. Morals then become a tool in a certain situation. One day you might need a hammer to build a house. The next day that same hammer might become useless to you. We need a flexible outlook on morals to replace morality with a pragmatic philosophy that avoids binary distinctions. We shouldn't construct good and evil out of life. We should worship life as good and evil simultaneously.
Save my shit.
Our world is complex and beautiful in its entirety. This means we can't divide it up into absolute categories, and then pick whatever we assume is good. Good and evil are twin forces in the universe, and operate together on that premise to create beauty and wonder. Nihilism affirms this non-moral worldview, and rejects the static, narrow prison of glass that is moral absolutism. We are by nature subjective creatures, and therefore we will continue to only grasp a water drop of an endless ocean of thoughts and ideas. Essentially, this means that life is neither good or bad. Life is eternal struggle, but we like it that way.
Why do I regret nothing better yet?